Do you want to reduce stress and get better sleep? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with exciting news about an effective non-drug solution. The Zen by Nuvana. It's a safe, easy way to reduce stress and anxiety, improve your mood, sleep, and focus naturally. Zen is state-of-the-art. It connects to patented earbuds and uses your music to safely and conveniently deliver electronic signals that stimulate your vagus nerve, a major communication pathway between the brain and most major organs. The Nuvana app links Zen to your mobile device using Bluetooth so you can easily control and customize your experience. Choose from a variety of signal patterns to find what works best for you. Zen is safe, easy, and effective. And for a limited time, get 20% off the exclusive Intelligent Medicine Bundle. For more information and to order, go to NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. That's Nuvana, N-E-U-V-A-N-A. NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. Stress less. Focus more. Sleep better. Electronically. The Zen by Nuvana.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In. I'm your host, Layla Mutin. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist. I have a master's degree in nutrition and exercise. If you'd like to make an appointment, call the office, 212-779-1744. If you'd like to send me questions or topics of interest that you would like me to weigh in on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, the email is radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. I want to talk to you today about mushrooms. Mushrooms, very important for immunity. So let me dive in. Medicinal mushrooms have been traditionally used for protection against infectious disease, various cancers. And these mushrooms have a long history of use for supporting health, particularly in early Chinese, Egyptian, Greek, Mexican, and Roman cultures. In fact, in 1991, a 5,300-year-old mummy was discovered carrying birch polypore fungus, which exerts a purgative effect and may have been used to treat the mummified person's intestinal parasites. This is so interesting. And by the way, I'm bringing you this wonderful compilation about mushrooms from Fullscript. Good stuff here. Modern research has shown that medical mushrooms provide a rich source of nutrients, bioactive compounds that are associated with several health effects, including supporting immunity. So let's talk more about medicinal mushrooms. What are they? These mushrooms are edible macroscopic fungi visible to the naked eye that are used for their beneficial health properties. Fungi, which include yeasts, molds, and mushrooms, live on the dead matter found in soil or on plants, animals, and other fungi. There are an estimated 14,000 to 22,000 known species of mushrooms worldwide, of which approximately 20 to 30 are cultivated edible species, and approximately 15 species are wild foraged for consumption. These mushrooms may be consumed as functional foods or as dietary supplements. Now, did you know that mushrooms are a source of many nutrients, including fiber, protein, potassium, selenium, as well as the vitamins B1, B2, B12, and vitamins C, D, and E? Additionally, they possess several bioactive components such as alkaloids, flavonoids, terpenes, phenolic compounds, polyunsaturated fatty acids, and polysaccharides. Notably, beta-glucan, a polysaccharide commonly present in mushrooms, has been studied for its immune-stimulating and prebiotic properties. So, research examining the health effects of mushrooms has identified approximately 130 possible therapeutic properties, including antibacterial, anti-diabetic, wow, antifungal, a fungi that is antifungal, which is interesting, right? Anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, antiparasitic, anti-tumor, antiviral, hepatoprotective, meaning protects the liver, and it's immunomodulating, meaning it modulates the immune system, helping the immune system to react or function healthfully, appropriately. So to date, much of the research on medicinal mushrooms is based on animal or in vitro trials. However, some early clinical trials suggest that mushroom intake may reduce the risk of breast cancer and may improve cancer-related symptoms like insomnia and sweating. Several mechanisms have been proposed to explain the beneficial effects of mushrooms for immune health. Certain mushrooms may positively influence the gut microbiota, improving protection against pathogens. Further, several mushrooms have been shown to support immune health by enhancing the innate and adaptive immune responses. Conversely, certain mushroom extracts may also suppress the immune response, thereby exerting anti-allergic effects. I want to tell you more about ways to keep immune system strong. So, what are the top 8 mushrooms for immune support? Here we go. Here are the top 8. Shaga. Shaga mushrooms, also referred to as birch mushroom and shaga conch, is a dark brown and black fungus that grows most often on birch trees. Several compounds found in shaga may result in its beneficial effects, including antioxidant polyphenols, as well as betulin and betulinic acid, which are associated with anti-cancer effects. I just sneezed. My mother would say, look, what you said was true because you sneezed. Okay, top 8 mushrooms. The first one was shaga. Number 2 is cordyceps. Although not technically a mushroom, cordyceps is a rare caterpillar fungus that grows only in high altitude regions of Sikkim, a state in northeast India. The bioactive components in cordyceps include polysaccharides, cordycepin, and cordycepic acid. An 8-week study in healthy Korean individuals found that supplementation with cordyceps extract was associated with increased activity of natural killer immune cells, those NK cells. It's important, especially in cancer. This change was accompanied by improved immune regulation compared to controls. Number 3, lion's mane. Lion's mane has been getting a lot of press lately. I'm hearing more about lion's mane. Lion's mane mushroom, otherwise called Hericium arenaceus, commonly known as lion's mane mushroom, due to his white fur-like appearance. That's why it's called lion's mane. Animal models have demonstrated that lion's mane may provoke beneficial gut microbiota growth and be associated with reduced colon tissue damage in cases of inflammatory bowel disease. Now, this is interesting. The researchers suggest that lion's mane may help regulate the immune system and improve the health of individuals with inflammatory bowel disease. We're talking about Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, right? However, clinical trials are needed to confirm this in humans. Okay, point taken. Number four, maitake. Maitake is a culinary and medicinal mushroom that has shown anti-cancer activity on breast cancer, melanoma, and hepatoma cells in animal studies. Proteoglucan, a compound of maitake, has been associated with the immune-stimulating effects of the mushroom. In mouse models, proteoglucan has been shown to decrease mammary tumor cell behavior. Further, in vitro and animal studies, polysaccharides found in maitake have been shown to exert antiviral activity against hepatitis B and human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. Moving on to number five, oyster mushrooms. Oyster mushrooms are a genus of the fungi that includes several species, such as Pleurotus austriatus, and Pleurotus florida. In vitro research has found that the polysaccharides present in Pleurotus austriatus mushrooms may activate natural killer cells against lung and breast cancer cells. Additionally, an extract of Pleurotus florida, which contains a number of active compounds including phenolics, flavonoids, and polysaccharides, was shown to have anti-inflammatory and analgesic effects in animal models. Interesting. Number six, reishi. Reishi is commonly referred to as the king of mushrooms or the mushroom of immortality. It has been shown to prevent or treat various diseases and modulate the inflammation associated with a high cholesterol diet. Interesting. The health effect of this mushroom may be a result of its ability to regulate microbiota composition, as the polysaccharides found in reishi demonstrate prebiotic effects and may increase counts of beneficial bacteria in the host. Number seven, shiitake. Shiitake mushrooms have been traditionally used to treat conditions such as the common cold. Hey, I'm going to make some mushroom soup. A 4-week clinical trial suggests that shiitake intake was associated with favorable changes in secretion patterns of various immune compounds. These changes may indicate an improvement in gut immunity and an anti-inflammatory response. As with many other mushroom varieties, shiitake may have anti-cancer effects. Lentinin, which is a glucan derived from shiitake, is currently used as a complementary treatment for tumors, particularly in China and Japan. Number 8, turkey tail. The turkey tail mushroom obtains its name from the tan and brown rings on its surface, similar in appearance to the tail feathers of a turkey. In traditional medicine, turkey tail has been used therapeutically for fungal infections, cancer, and AIDS. Contemporary research in animal models of breast cancer suggests that turkey tail exerts an anti-tumor and anti-metastasis effect, indicating that it may reduce the risk of developing secondary cancerous growths. Polysaccharide K, PSK, a proprietary formulation of turkey tail, is approved in Japan as a complementary cancer treatment. A 2007 meta-analysis of over 8,000 patients conducted by the Kyoto University Graduate School of Medicine in Japan found that PSK, which is polysaccharide K, in combination with chemotherapy, increased the survival rate of patients following gastric cancer resection. So just now, a summary of these mushrooms. Shaga, what it's known for, anti-cancer, antioxidant, supports healthy gut microbiota and supports immune function. Cordyceps is antibacterial, antihypertensive, may protect against viral infections. It's sedative, which can be useful for sleep, and supports healthy metabolism and energy production. Lion's mane is anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, anti-hypertensive, antimicrobial, antioxidant. It's lipid-lowering, it's neuroprotective, and it supports immune function. Maitake is antioxidant, may have anti-cancer activity, may help regulate cholesterol and blood pressure, supports blood glucose metabolism, and supports immune function. Oyster mushrooms are anti-atherosclerotic, anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and supports immune function. Reishi mushrooms are anti-allergic, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, anti-parasitic, anti-radiation, anti-tumor. Reishi also supports healthy gut microbiota and supports immune function. Shiitake is anti-cancer, antimicrobial, antioxidant, lipid-lowering, and supports immune function. And finally, turkey tail may have anti-tumor and antioxidant effects. It supports immune function. So how to consume these mushrooms? Well, medicinal mushrooms are available as dietary supplements in several forms, like liquid extracts, powders, and capsules. And culinary mushrooms like maitake and shiitake may be used in dishes like soups, stews, stir fries, pasta, and omelets. I love sautéed mushrooms. I love a grilled portobello mushroom, and I love a varied mushroom soup. Hey, that would be a nice breakfast, wouldn't it? For those of you who are bored with your breakfasts, have a bowl of soup. Make it mushroom soup. Tea is also commonly made from whole, fresh, or dried mushrooms. A tea can be made by steeping from 3 to 10 grams of mushroom pieces in hot water for approximately 5 to 10 minutes. Mushrooms that are woody and dry, such as reishi or shaga, may need to be steeped for longer or even boiled. And as it does have a strong taste, some individuals prefer to add a sweetener like honey to that tea. Well, I will tell you, you can add honey if you have a sore throat to relieve your sore throat, but don't make a habit of adding sweetener to anything. Now, do I want you to go forage for mushrooms in your backyard or nearby preserve or forest? Absolutely not, because there are safety considerations. Mushroom species that have been identified as edible, and that can only be done by an expert, not by you foraging in your backyard because you read a book about it. Please don't do that. Mushroom species that have been identified as edible, such as the ones we just spoke about, are generally considered as safe for consumption. However, high-quality clinical research is required to determine effective dosing and safety of mushroom supplements in humans. It's important to note that medicinal mushrooms differ from psychoactive species of mushrooms, such as the Liberty Cap, which contains psilocybin, which is a known hallucinogen. We're not talking about the shrooms you took in college, okay? We're not talking about that. But additionally, please note that certain wild mushrooms contain toxins that are poisonous to humans and pets. A mycologist or a qualified mushroom forager, not you or me, but a qualified mushroom forager should be consulted to help identify species of mushrooms that are safe for human consumption. Okay? So, all good advice about mushrooms. Hey, I'm going to go shopping, get a variety of mushrooms, and make some soup. That's what I'm going to do. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.